AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be cloudy. We'll have a high today of about 41. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee scheduled to meet at 5:30 this evening at City Hall. And while there are regular business items on the agenda, a previously scheduled due process hearing on the liquor license for the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor in Racine is not going to be taking place. Last-minute concerns by the city attorney's office regarding some potentially confusing language in the complaint is what led to a late Monday afternoon decision to delay that proceeding. Right now, it's tentatively rescheduled for the evening of February 1st. Panel had recommended the trial-like proceeding last year after hearing from neighbors and police about alleged problems directly related to the store's operation. Once the hearing takes place, it'll go to the committee in a closed session. They'll return to an open session producing a recommendation to the Common Council. The senior campus at Campbell Woods receives the blessing of the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night, reversing the recommendation of its plan commission to deny the rezoning request. Nearly a dozen people addressing the board, most of them residents of the subdivision, urging the trustees to vote against the rezoning. Attorney Rebecca Mason, representing Joe Campbell, said he's willing to file a deed restriction that would allow only a senior citizen housing complex on the site in perpetuity. But trustee Dave DeGroote said the project just doesn't make any sense to him. He noted the area's residents bought their land from Campbell, believing in his goodwill and integrity.
And again, you know, I get it that, you know, legally, you know, with your 101-foot buffer, you come here and, you know, you don't feel need to reach out to them. I get that. But from their perspective, your 101-foot buffer is you giving them the finger, you flipping them off. That doesn't play well with me.
The board voting 4-3 to approve the rezoning, then rejecting a motion to send the conditional use permit and the site plan back to the plan commission. And then it was a 4-3 vote on those two items. Campbell indicating construction of the 170-unit building could begin later this year. In Kenosha, a proposed unified school district course designed to build trust between high school students and police is up for discussion at the Board of Education meeting, and it may need some fine-tuning, according to a longtime defense attorney. It's a 7-session class, students volunteering to participate, developed by KPD for use on a trial basis at Bradford High School. Attorney Fred Zevers likes the concept, but he says the 21-page syllabus is kind of light on references to individual rights. He's also concerned the officers assigned to teach the course might not give a balanced presentation when it comes to certain hypothetical situations.
I noted in the syllabus they talked about questions and answers and open, you know, kind of hypotheticals and such. But if the people who are explaining it from the police side don't give, I think, proper service to what the individual rights are, it becomes simply propaganda at that point and not particularly helpful.
Zevers noting the proposed curriculum includes no reference to the right to remain silent and to have an attorney present during questioning. He suggests the school board contact the local bar association for additional input. Now, the school board tonight is also scheduled to discuss changes to the policy for citizens' comments. That would include limitation to items only on the meeting agenda. A Mount Pleasant man facing charges of arson and disorderly conduct. He allegedly set a truck on fire that was parked on his property on Highway V. Court documents indicate 39-year-old Jason Nelmark admitted to police he set the fire to the truck, which belonged to his sister's husband, because he was causing a problem. Said he originally had planned just to set the cover of the truck on fire, but it got away from him. Truck was eventually destroyed. Nelmark to be back in court next month. An inmate of the Kenosha County Detention Center being evaluated for tuberculosis, complaining of chest pain and shortness of breath. Inmates and staff who had contact with the inmate being tested for that disease just as a precaution. No danger to the public, according to the Sheriff's Department, noting tuberculosis is not easily transmitted. Wasn't too long ago the temperatures were below freezing with nasty wind chills, and during that time, Walden High School student Cameron Buckles, while walking home one day, took it upon herself to help a small boy she observed alone and not dressed for the conditions. Cameron attended last night's school board meeting in Racine, where she was recognized for getting that child help from police.
I am just thankful that the kids are safe. That's all that I'm kind of glad about.
Story made its way onto Milwaukee's TV 58. Buckles explaining she got help from a woman who drove them all to the police station.
I held the boy till we got to the back, and I even asked to stay while his vitals were getting taken. I don't know what the situation was at home, so I'm just glad that they're at least safe.
K Cameron Buchholz getting a standing ovation from the school board and the audience, along with a certificate of recognition, the toddler and his sibling removed from that home by Human Services after the incident. City of Racine being recognized for its wellness initiatives, the City Employee Wellness Program gets a Gold Well Workplace Award from the Wellness Council of America. It recognizes organizations around the country with honors for their commitment to health and the well-being of their employees. Mayor John Dickert will formally be accepting that award at an upcoming Well Racine celebration. And Wisconsin's second fresh-time farmers market will be opening up tomorrow morning in Kenosha. The Chicago-based retailer to provide a free bag of groceries to the first 250 shoppers in line. Fresh Time has been working to open up four other stores in Wisconsin: Brookfield, Green Bay, Greenfield, and Menominee Falls. A Sturtevant man facing 10 counts of possessing child pornography after Racine County Sheriff's investigators did a search warrant at his home. 48-year-old Steve Christensen in court to face the charges. Court documents have investigators contacting the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about alleged child pornography traced to Christensen's home internet account. Christensen, who was convicted on similar charges back in 2001, allegedly admitted downloading the images to his computer. He's now in the county jail on a $100,000 bond. Will be back in court February 2nd. A man from Waukesha charged in Racine County, two counts of exposing a child to harmful materials. Town of Waterford teenager reported to her parents her personal trainer had been sending her creepy Facebook messages and explicit messages and photographs to her phone. Police in Waterford contacted 33-year-old Joshua Maney, who allegedly admitted sending the pictures to the teen. Maney going to be back in court February 9th. The senior campus at Campbell Woods gets the blessing of the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night, reversing a plan commission recommendation to deny the rezoning. Attorney Rebecca Mason, representing Joe Campbell, said he's willing to file a deed restriction, which would allow only a senior citizen housing complex on the site in perpetuity.
Any modification to whatever the deed restriction that is recorded with the Register of Deeds, that will, it will follow this land even if Mr. Campbell's LLC no longer owns this land. Any changes to that would need to be approved by a majority of this board, leaving full authority with this board, with the village, to ensure that this development proceeds according to what the representations are here today.
The village board decided 4-3 to approve the rezoning. The board then rejected a motion to send the conditional use permit and the site plan back to the plan commission, leading to a 4-3 vote to approve both of those. Campbell indicating construction of the 170-unit building could begin later in the year. The Racine County Board is meeting at 5 p.m. today, not the normal 6:30. There's an agenda item that includes $4.6 million in a loan to Incinerator for that headquarters project that's been in the news of late. Also, a resolution of sympathy to the family of longtime Supervisor Hub Brown, who recently passed away. A fire last night in the 3500 block of 51st Street in the Racine County town of Raymond destroyed a barn that contained farm equipment, hay, and gutter company materials. No animals inside, and nobody got hurt in that response. Sheriff's deputies, Raymond Fire Rescue, getting dispatched. The initial reports had the building engulfed in flames. Mutual aid came from Oak Creek, South Shore, Kansasville, Franklin, South Milwaukee, just to name a few. Fire listed as contained at 9:23 p.m. The scene finally cleared after 1:30 this morning. How the fire began, still under investigation. A plastic playground slide at Kenosha's Nedweski Park at 16th Avenue and 43rd Street damaged over the weekend by fire. This is the same park where in July of 2012, the body of a homicide victim was discovered with a brush fire. In this case, it appears some type of furniture, including cloth material, was placed inside the tube slide and then started on fire. As a result, now that playground equipment is off limits. Racine Unified School Board heard all kinds of positive comments from the public about a plan of succession for Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion to take over when Superintendent Lolly Hawes steps down at some point next year. But Board Member Julie McKenna said the process, it should have been open.
Even though my colleagues say it's not against the law, I did check that out. It wasn't against the law. We don't have a policy one way or the other, except when I looked at the Racine Unified website under administration, it says, thank you for considering an administrative career with Racine Unified School District. All employment opportunities are posted.
As for Dr. Gallion, he called it an honor, said he is committed to the district.
I want to publicly say to Dr. Hawes, I want to thank you for your leadership and your personal investment in my development over these last 3.5 years. I am confident that I will be able to carry on your legacy and continue the good work that you've started. And then I want to say to the community, thank you for your confidence and support and expressions of thanks to me. I truly am honored by that.
Jurstead principal Doug Klum, who also announced he's retiring in June, said Dr. Galyon still knows what it's like to be a school principal, and he will build on the foundation already in place. A big crowd expected on the southwest side of Racine later this afternoon and into this evening for a memorial gathering and celebration of the life of former Police Chief Richard Paulzean, who passed away January 3rd. During a 2001 WRJN interview, Chief Paulzean talked about the days when there was a mounted patrol of sorts, and he would saddle up for events including National Night Out, with one last time prior to his retirement.
The children in the neighborhood always love that. When you come into a neighborhood with the horses, they get a chance to pet them. The horses are well-behaved, and it's really nice that people can get up close to them and touch them. We were able to, over on Davis Place, and had an opportunity to allow a couple of the kids to get up in the saddle with me and ride, so that was kind of nice.
Today's visitation for Paulzean on what would have been his 75th birthday, running from 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 o'clock tonight at St. Lucie's Catholic Church on Drexel Avenue. Longtime Kenosha defense attorney Fred Zevers, troubled by aspects of a new program designed to build trust between Kenosha high school students and police officers. He claims the 21-page curriculum developed by the police department appears to be a little one-sided on a view of police-citizen interaction. Also says it's kind of light on references with individual rights.
I think this programming is an attempt to reach across the chasm of mistrust and uncertainty about the police role in our society and the citizenry. But again, if it's not consistent with what individual rights and legal responsibilities are, it simply becomes propaganda at that point.
The proposed curriculum for the 7-session non-credit class that would be available to Brantford High School students is expected to be discussed at tonight's school board meeting. Also on the board agenda, consideration of changes to the policy on citizen comments, including allowing them only regarding items on the meeting agenda. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.